This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
6:41 on this Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Feeding Northeast Florida is on a mission to solve hunger in our community. It's an everyday mission, but a week before Thanksgiving, it really comes into focus how many hundreds of thousands of families, or that's a big number, one in five kids in our region will go to bed hungry tonight. You can make a difference by volunteering. We talk all the time, Christine, about time, talent, treasure. We're live at the J. Wayne and Dolores Barr Weaver campus on the northwest side of Jacksonville. Brand new facility, 110,000 square feet, and you know some magical things are happening here. And whether you can donate your treasure, like $30, to feed a family of four a Thanksgiving meal, which you can do so right now at WOKV.com or in our app, or maybe you can volunteer your treasure by sponsoring or by connecting a sponsor to this great organization. Or you can volunteer your time, which it takes so many volunteers to put this on every single day and feed families in Northeast Florida. Visiting with Jackie Culver, the Vice President of Philanthropy at Feeding Northeast Florida. On a given day, how many volunteers come through here, by the way?
Well, so last year we used over 13,000 volunteers. So volunteers can work in a number of different ways. So we use volunteers to sort our food. We get a lot of donated food. They have to check for expiration dates. You have to make sure that produce isn't spoiled. So it's all sorted and packed by volunteers. We also use volunteers for our distribution. So when we are out in the community distributing food, volunteers help there. They also help kind of indirectly with our agency partners. So typically those are all run by volunteers. We also use skilled volunteers to help us answer the phone and help people find food.
Where do you find your volunteers?
They come to us. We're very fortunate. So people can go in. We get a lot of corporate groups that they want to bring their staff back together and have time together doing something meaningful. So you'll see today we'll have a big group from Morgan & Morgan here volunteering, and I know you'll talk to some of them and find out why they choose to volunteer here at the food bank. But it's great work. And all you have to do is go to our website at feedingnef.org and go to Ways to Help and click on Volunteer and find a shift.
How big of a commitment is it?
So about 2 hours, so not bad. Or you can have more. And now in this beautiful new facility, we actually have a volunteer break room. So if you want to do multiple shifts, let's say you're a high school student and you're trying to knock out those hours, then you can volunteer and still have a safe place where you can have a snack, eat your lunch, do a little work, whatever, between those shifts.
You probably see familiar faces, people who come back on a regular basis.
Oh, we have some wonderful, just very regular volunteers, and we're just super excited to have
them. Is there one who comes to mind for you, maybe not their name, but just like their face or their story about why they keep coming back?
Well, we have just so many of them. Yeah. I mean, they just love the mission, and they want to be helpful, and they have the time to do it, and it's a wonderful cause. You can come in, you can knock something out in just a couple of hours, and you've made a huge difference in our community.
Can kids get service hours as well?
They can, yes. So we do get a lot of high schoolers in here getting their service hours. Previously, in our old facility, you had to be at least 16 to volunteer, but now in this new facility, because of all the safety things that we've been able to implement, we can go as low as 10.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So how about next week? Like St. John's Public Schools, our kids are off all next week.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an opportunity right now for like Monday or Tuesday that a family could come and bring their kids?
Probably not.
Okay.
I was saying that the holidays are such a wonderful time of volunteering.
Okay.
That it's almost hard to get in to volunteer during the Thanksgiving, Christmas season. I'm not saying that we don't have anything, but go to the website and look, and that's how you'll find out.
But there have got to be times then during the year where you have gaps or you
absolutely
need to fill.
Absolutely. So year-round. We run year-round. There's, you know, the holidays, yes, are special, and I joke that it's our Super Bowl, but we're feeding people year-round. Last year, we put 34.6 million pounds of food out of this facility, and that's the equivalent weight of 131 cruise ships, just to put it in perspective.
Wow. Do you need, in addition to time, donations, but do you want people giving you donations of food, or is it really just money goes the longest way?
So both, but money does go the longest way. So we're able to buy food in bulk. So we'll buy food by the tractor trailer load. So obviously that gets you a lot farther than necessarily your local grocery store, but the food donations help too. And especially this time of year, we call them food and fun drives. So people can bring food or they can donate money. And we have a lot of corporate groups groups and individuals who do those types of things.
Are there particular things that you need on a regular basis, food item wise, like, mm-hmm. you know, canned beans or what? Are there specific things,
staples? Yeah, if you go to our website, we have that all listed right on our website, what the best things are.
But there are staples that can go farther than some other things, I think, along the way.
I
always hear, like, peanut butter, for example.
Peanut butter's great. But, you know, keep in mind stuff like if you are buying macaroni and cheese, you know, you need milk, you need butter, you know, cans, you need a can opener. Things like that to just keep in mind, because a lot of people might not have access to that.
That's a really good point, because some people don't have a can opener.
Right.
So those easy open lids and easy open things are very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The five of us who are here are blessed that I don't think we have to worry about what our Thanksgiving meal is going to look like. If anything, what we're sweating right now is, will I have enough? Do I have all the stuff to make it? And we usually pile on. We probably waste, I would think. Hopefully we have leftovers and whatnot. But we are lucky, and you and your car may be very lucky right now as well. Maybe this has been a good financial year, even if it hasn't been a great financial year. A $30 donation to Feeding Northeast Florida is going to feed an entire family of four an entire Thanksgiving meal. And that's like three visits to Starbucks. That would probably be maybe lunch for you and a colleague out. That certainly wouldn't even be dinner for you and your spouse if you throw in alcohol. So for just $30, you can make a huge impact for a local family this Thanksgiving, a week from today. But it takes you stepping up and making that secure online donation. You can do so at feedingnefl.org. We've created a story. Look for Jacksonville's Morning News on location in our app and at wokv.com. And if that doesn't motivate you enough that you're going to feed a family, you'll also get this really awesome ornament. Together we are feeding NEFL and feeding Northeast Florida, with 2024 on the back as well. So I'm sure you probably have given things away from years past for people who have donated. So I've started a new tradition in our family. 2024 is on the back now.
Yes.
I'm going to be doing 2025 and beyond.
Someone just fed two families.
Really?
Oh. Yep.
Nice. Thank you to whoever did that. We appreciate your donation, and we appreciate your support and your generosity. We thank you. And, you know, Feeding Northeast Florida on a regular basis thanks you for your time, your talent, and your treasure. Today, it's about all three. It's illuminating the need in our community and also talking through this beautiful warehouse that just opened up in June of last year with a ton of support. Yes, Jay Wayne and Dolores Barr Weaver get a lot of the credit because they were one of the catalysts of donations. But there's so many names on the wall here. I think we've got that on our social media, too, of all the names of people who donated to this beautiful facility. It takes a community, mm-hmm. a giving community. What do we hear from community, the Jacksonville Community Foundation of Northeast Florida on National Philanthropy Week last week? He said that we are one of the lowest in terms of, like, the corporate giving in Florida. And we're one of the largest, however, when it comes to charitable giving by members of our community.
By individual donations,
yeah.
Right.
And so, but these are names of individuals who have some corporate backing behind them, or some corporations like the Players Championship, for example. But it really takes individuals in Northeast Florida. That's what makes this community that we live in and call home special. It takes you stepping up.
And you're helping the community. I mean, think about that. One in five children in our area goes hungry at night, goes to bed hungry, and is hungry during the day. And that only serves to create a scary experience during the day. They can't learn as well. You can't learn when you're hungry. I know I get hangry if I haven't eaten. You can attest to that.
No,
in the morning,
I've never seen it. Nope, you're always perfect. You don't do anything wrong.
But I mean, can you imagine on a daily basis feeling hungry every single day? And so you're helping people in our community not feel hungry.
You said something the first time we met, and it was very impactful to me, because, like, I've got a banana in my car right now. I know if I feel hungry, I can address it. Mm-hmm. But families don't even have that option.
Right. And, you know, we talk about food insecurity, and, you know, it has a lot of factors around it, like we were talking about. And it could be monetary problem. It could also be lack of access. You don't have a car. You don't have a grocery store that has fresh produce and fresh meat and dairy within walking distance. So it can be a lot of things. It could be time. I mean, time is a benefit, you know, that you have time to prepare food and go out and do the shopping. If you're working three jobs, that can be an issue.
Mm-hmm. You can make a donation now. Just $30 will feed one family. $60 will feed two, like we just had a wonderful donor do. Or you could drop a donation to feedingnefl.org in any amount, and it will help families in our community beyond Thanksgiving. Jacksonville's Morning News continues at 6:51. We're talking about holiday giving, and we're talking about Thanksgiving meals. We've got an updated look at holiday spending and how much more we anticipate spending, especially around the next week and a half coming up.
A 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Good deal of wind today and quite cool under mostly sunny skies, only in the mid-60s. A clear and chilly night tonight, down into the low 40s, and a sunny, breezy, cool Friday. Highs tomorrow barely get to the 60-degree mark, but a sunny and nice but cool Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. With your first alert forecast, I'm Action News Jax, Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for 104.5 WOKV.